Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, just checking to make sure my mic's close enough so that you can hear me. Awesome, say hello. How are you? So I am here live on Facebook, and as always, what I've been doing, not as always, but what I've been doing lately is I will go live on Facebook and upload the audio version to my podcast, which could be where you're listening right now. And then I'll also put it on my YouTube channel, which could be where you are right now as well. But I wanted to talk about something that comes up a lot, and it is brands. And so many of you are asking for me to review different brands so that you know if they are worth it. And I've gone over different brands. I have my opinion in the Learning Center. I've actually gone over a lot of different brands that are not US brands too, most of which are not US brands over on my old YouTube channel as well. It could be this current one. Yeah, we'll see. But anyways, but did you know that most essential oil companies actually purchase from bulk suppliers that purchase from the exact same distillers? So you could have thousands, and there are tens of thousands, if not more, essential oil companies out there, and they are purchasing from a few bulk suppliers that purchase from fewer distillers. That's how it works. So did you know that the biggest difference between essential oil companies is actually therefore their marketing, which includes their labeling? And did you know that most companies encourage all sorts of unsafe usage because they are not properly educated themselves? Did you know that most companies sell blends that are not properly formulated and unsafe for most people? It's true. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses selling essential oils. Best Buy, Walmart, everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. You can get essential oils pretty much anywhere. The key in all of this is to know how to use them safely. Now, you can pretty much use any brand that has quality essential oils, not fragrance oils, which is what you will usually find at Best Buy and Walmart and Walgreens and all of that stuff, as long as you know how to safely use them. Here are some tips that you can keep in mind when you are using your essential oils. Avoid drinking them. Avoid diffusing them 24/7. Avoid rolling them on your kids without proper dilution. Avoid applying essential oils with no dilution at all. Avoid adding them to your mascara. Yes, it's true. Some people do encourage others to add to their mascara. Avoid putting them in your belly button. Now there's that belly button myth that's been going around. All of these amazing essential oils you can put in your belly button and why, and 2 inches to the left and then rotate 3 times and all this stuff. It's garbage. Listen, unless you have a belly button issue, no, don't do that. Avoid slathering them on your feet except feet issues. Now, we could go through each of those that I just talked about, and we could have a whole separate podcast on all of those, but those are just a few things to keep in mind. And instead, what you want to do is look at the essential oils that you already have. Like, I get it. You want a huge collection. You want everything at your disposal. But most of us only reach for less than 20, if not 10 essential oils on a regular basis. So check out the essential oils you already have and see if the issue that you need to address can be addressed with an essential oil that you already have. Research the safety before you continue to use them so that you know you are doing it right. You could have essential oils that are not safe for your kids. You could have essential oils that are contraindicated if you are on blood thinners. You could have essential oils that are not safe around your pregnant sister, etc. So make sure you understand the safety of the essential oils that you already have before you go buy new ones. Figure out which ones you need for what and how to use. So before you purchase more, figure out what do you really need? What is a health issue that you are wanting to address? And also, you want to use responsibly. Diffuse in short intervals, only apply to skin when you have a skin issue or maybe an under the skin issue like a muscle ache, and be sure that you dilute. And don't just add them to your water and drink them. Surround yourself by people who are interested in safety too, and keep learning and asking questions. I know a lot of you are already in the Using Essential Oil Safely community, and that's great. I know there are some of you inside the club, and that's great. And I know some of you have applied to be inside the academy, and that's great. No matter what your learning level is or your interest is, we have a fit for you. We have a learning center, which is absolutely free. So you don't have to spend money in order to properly understand essential oil safety. The bottom line is it's really so much less about the brand than it is about the essential oil itself and the safety of that essential oil and how you use them. We have resources for you, tools that I've created just for you to make all of this easier. We have guides, cheat sheets. I've reviewed the safety of more than 800 blends and counting from more than 45 different companies. I've provided recipes so you can make your own blends in case the ones that you are currently using are not safe. It is a lot cheaper to make them yourself. I'm doing everything that I can to help guide you on your journey. So invest in you, invest in your kids, and always continue to use essential oils safely. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.